Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, everyone, to our fifth show here at the Hope Interfaith Center. Once again, we're coming to you live from the center in Mankato, Minnesota. And as always, I'd like to tell everybody where we are located, and that is at 114 Pole Road. I also like to tell our listeners that if you are ever in the Mankato area, I would ask you to stop by because my assistant, who is Jody Schultz, will meet you at the door with love in her eyes and heart, and you'll be greeted with warm welcome and treated as our family of love and light. Just a reminder that we do hold spiritual services here at the Hope Interfaith Center the second Sunday of every month at 10 a.m. We also provide many events and classes that are created especially for anyone who wants to pursue their own soul's evolution and just to be in remembrance. So I thank you all for tuning in. We are having some interesting incidents with our speaker that's going to be calling in. And so I'm just going to talk a little bit before I introduce her. When I personally look at the world through the earth through spiritual lenses, I see that we are all travelers walking through one of the most exciting times on planet Earth. Everything as we know it is in transformation. And so it is wonderful to have so many listeners to our shows. Only five shows. And Jody just reminded me that this is really our fifth. I thought perhaps it was our sixth, but it's our fifth show. And we just checked out how many hits we've had, and we've had over 9,000, moving towards 10,000 hits of only a few shows. So I personally thank all of you for listening, and I would continue to encourage you to listen and to tell your friends about us. I would like to personally thank two people who have helped me out putting on these programs. First, you've just heard me say her name, my assistant Jody Schultz, who has shown her constant, and I mean her constant dedication to the mission of the Hope Interfaith Center. And of course, my computer wizard and technical guru, Tom Weslin, for helping me from the very beginning. Tom will be taking your phone calls this evening. Our phone number to call in with your questions and or your comments is 213-559-2974. After calling, you'll have a connection, and then I would ask you to press the number 1. And if you have any questions, this is the number to call. Tom will be your first contact person when you reach him. Once again, the number is 213-559-2974. Our mission at the Hope Interfaith Center with these programs is to help people become empowered and to know that they are more powerful beyond their imagination. I want to keep these shows informative, but even more than that, I wanted you to be able to feel the vibration of this show and feel the vibration of the messages that are going to be coming through. There is so much information out there with so many shows that I know that it's very, very hard and difficult to discern which ones are of truth or of that pure consciousness and which ones perhaps are feeding the energy of fear. So many people ask me, so how do you discern about those programs? And so I'm just going to give you a little example because I myself learn through visual aids. So I'm going to start out with a bit of a visual. First of all, I want you to imagine filling up a cup with pure water, a beautiful, clear cup with beautiful, clear water. Now, I want you to imagine that that water, which is fluid, is your pure spirit of love, and of course, your pure spirit of light. Now, just for a moment, imagine taking a tablespoon of dirt, just some random dirt, and you put it into the water. Instantly, the heavy clumps will go down to the bottom of that glass. And if you let it sit for a while, the heavier particles will sink to the bottom of that water as well. Pretty soon, if you let it sit some more, that whole water becomes muddy. Now, imagine that you are putting a tablespoon of sugar in another glass of water, and that sugar dissolves and becomes one with the water. In this same way, there are spiritual entities and information that are still teaching fear. And that can weigh a person down. It can lower your frequency and vibration. And there are some still weighed down by materialistic endeavors or old encodements, which we will be speaking about the new encodements today. Some of that is weighed down with old behaviors or belief system. And the information makes you sink to the lower part of the glass, and you will bring you to like a sinking feeling in your gut. Pure consciousness of spirit, or pure messages that have to do with the creator of the energy of oneness, that is what we would call the energy of love and light. And it will always stay clear. You will feel the love, and you will certainly feel the world of light surrounding you. So as we continue this episode, we would ask you to energetically just open up your hearts and hear the energy of the message, even sometimes even more so than the message. Feel the energy of the message. My guest tonight is Star Weldon, who has been the host of her own blog talk radio show called The Walk-In Cafe. And she has just ended the show after three dedications of years that she has put work into it, and is now getting ready to start a new show focusing on her own life and her own awakening and her sacred soul journey. She is a Reiki master, a hypnotic coach, and holds a certificate in pastoral counseling from Sancta Sophia Seminary in Oklahoma. Most importantly, she holds an energy, and you will feel that instantly in her voice when you hear her voice, that which her guidance calls a wisdom channel. She is getting ready to publish her first book, so please, everyone, open up your hearts to receive some energy from Star Weldon. Hello, Star. Welcome to the show this evening.
Hello, Hope, and hello, everyone. And yes, I totally agree that the vibration of love and light comes through our throat chakra from our heart. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that it uses it, as in spirit, as in that which is it of itself, uses my voice to bring that vibration through to people. So that's why I like talking to people.
Wonderful. Just wonderful to have you on. And I did tell the guest tonight that we were having some interesting energetic episodes, having you call. But it sounds like it's working right now. So
I think that the advice you gave me has been, but good.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, the focus of this evening's show is, of course, energy, and it's about carrying codes of light in our new DNA. And, of course, last month we had Christina Rose on, my mentor, my teacher, my friend, And she has talked several times about how those light frequencies in our new DNA, our codes, open up when our frequency rises. So would you like to tell the listeners and our guests tonight what you think those codes of the new DNA are? Do you have some words of advice or wisdom to tell them about what you think they are? We cannot hear you, sweet star. We must be off the air. What we're going to do, and I always tell people, just hang in there because we are working with some very high energy fields. Star, are you on?
No, I'm on. Can you hear me right now?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. I heard half of what you said.
This is what I'm going to tell our guests first. Star and I were talking right before the program. And what I was telling Star, as well as I want to let all of you know, is that Star is a multidimensional being of light. So the majority of her energy is in a multidimensional frequency. And so sometimes when you are talking to, or we're working with frequencies, being on Blog Talk Radio, is that her voice might go in and out. And that's because a small percentage of her, she intentionally brings forth into the third dimension. So I just wanted to remind our guests to hang in there with us as we're working with energy, 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 energy. So the question that I asked Star is, this evening's focus was going to be on that we all carry codes of light in our DNA, and they open up when our frequency rises. And so I was wondering if you could tell the listeners and our guests tonight what you think those codes are in our DNA.
Well, I want to say that there, yes, it's a big question. And I'm not sure that I know what the codes are, mm-hmm. but I do know that when I started going through my awakening process, they were what shifted me.
Uh-huh.
That when the codes started activating, things in my life started changing. The way I saw the world started changing. The way I responded to things started changing. And so it's almost like they're what makes our beingness what it is.
Uh-huh.
And they actually, on New Year's 1999.
We are off the air once again. I'm going to just keep it on live. We'll wait to see if she will come on. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I think those codes of the new DNA are. First and foremost, DNA, in my idea, is hereditary material in humans that are passed down. That's the typical response that you would answer if you were in a class studying DNA. An important property of that DNA is that it can replicate or make copies of itself. In my humble understanding, and it is a humble understanding, that each strand of DNA in the double helix can serve, and it does serve, as a pattern for duplicating a sequence. What my friends tell me is that this is critical because when cells divide, each new cell needs to have an exact copy of the DNA present. So, the light encodements that we have, could it possibly be that these light encodements within our new DNA be of the royal bloodline of Christ and Mary Magdalene? could it be that these light encodements of the DNA be also of the bloodline of Buddha, Kuan Yin, Isis, or from the star beings from the heavens, be inside of your DNA blood? And could this be the time, could this be, what I always tell people, could this be the time where people are awakening to their own royal blood line? Now, I think this is quite interesting because when I was thinking about this today and what my definition was going to be, is that we have a worldwide sensation of the royal bloodline debut of Prince William and Kate at this very moment. And there's no coincidence why we're talking about this possibility of this royal bloodline being brought forth within ourselves. The interesting thing is, as I contemplated whether these light encodements in our DNA for you, for me, for all of us, as we pray, meditate, open up our hearts to the infinite possibility of the truth of who we are, the magnificence or the genius within, then when we are around certain people, places, events happening, just as Star said, it happened for her when she woke up on Christmas Eve. We're trying to get her back, callers, so I just want to let you know that she'll be calling back and we'll have her on. But could it be that this is the time where we are awakening? So what happens within our culture is that if this is proven, what happens is that our churches would collapse, because then Jesus still lives within us. And Jesus and Magdalene is not out there someplace, but the royal bloodline is still within us. It lives within us. The Buddha bloodline is not someplace out there. The Buddha bloodline is within us. And this is what I call oneness. So for me to understand what light encodements are inside of our new DNA helix, our spiritual DNA, and being connected to that spiritual DNA, is that many of us are awakening to the truth of who we really are. And the truth of who we really are is indeed and can be found in right now our awakening process. Many people have indeed investigated that there are many relics being found with the DNA of Mary Magdalene on it. There are many relics that are being found with the DNA of Jesus Christ's blood on it. So they do have, they really do have DNA material that could compare with us, and it can and does compare with us. So I believe many of us have light encodements in our blood, which is encoded with the energy of a master, a king, a queen, star beings, gods, and goddesses. When we come together in a situation such as this, that there is a synergistic happening that happens. And so what I'm going to do right now is just call in a bit of energy. And I call it the energy of remembrance and the energy of recognition. Could it be you, the beloved listeners, who have called in, checked in to the archives, who have come to the Hope Interfaith Center, that you are, we are, the descendants of Mary Magdalene and our dearest Jesus Christ? could it be that we are the descendants of Buddha, Krishna, Jehovah, Yahweh, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, the goddess Diana, the infinite wisdom of Sophia? Let that just settle into your bones for just a minute, to energetically begin to slowly allow the light within your spiritual DNA to open up tonight, to open up tonight, to open up tonight, and to feel the energy. Remember the glass of water I talked about? When I put this information into your clear consciousness, does it sink to the bottom? Or can you hold it, receive it, love it, and not try to understand it in an intellectual way, but allow it to come into your heart? Can you understand that perhaps you at this time who are listening are the descendants, and you are the future of mankind? Star, as we continue to talk to Star in just a few minutes, Star had an opening. It changed her whole life. She indeed began to understand who she was and who she is, to bring that to the planet. So this is what we see happening right now, of the new knowledge that is opening up in our spiritual DNA. So I would ask the question, if we are the future of mankind, who are you? What is in your DNA? How can you begin to remember who you are? When you listen to truth, or when you listen to pure consciousness, it will ring a bell inside your DNA. Here we are. Here we're going to talk to Star again. So just hold that energy.
Shannon.
Hello, my dear. We're back on.
Hi. I'm so sorry.
That is everyone. Okay. I was giving them my idea of what I thought the light was within our DNA as we awaken.
Oh. So tell me. I want to hear.
Well, this is what my understanding is that our spiritual DNA, I do believe that we are descendants of royal blood. We are descendants of, some of us are the descendants of Jesus and Magdala. I believe that some of us are the descendants of the Buddha. I believe that some of the beings, such as yourself, who's a star being, are descendants and have light codes from Pleiades, and then are Pleiadian. So I believe right now that those light within our spiritual DNA is beginning to awaken to the truth of who we are, and that if we acknowledge that we are descendants of the gods and goddesses, of the winged fly gods that have come to the Mayans and come to the Egyptians, then what happens is that we become the future civilization to create the new world. And what I especially told the audience and the guests is that I find it really interesting that we're having this talk tonight, because worldwide we are hearing about Prince William and Kate and their presentation of the bloodline that will be taking place in London. So that's my understanding of what that is. That's what I was telling
you. That makes total sense, because you're absolutely right about my code. It goes back to the winged ones.
Yes. So tell us about when you awakened, how that awakened. I think they're interested in that.
How it awakened. Well, you know, a lot of times we connect with someone who their vibration awakens us?
Yes.
And that was what happened. I walked into a room to have my second degree Reiki and came out of that room completely healed. Not only completely healed, but able to hear other people's thoughts and to know things. And it was pretty startling because I had been able to feel what needed to be healed that I carried within me. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And I can. We can hear you loud and clear.
I'm starting to get a little bit scared. So anyway, I felt it, and I knew I carried it, and I didn't know how to heal it, and it was gone instantly. Hmm. Because when those codes start to be activated, we heal.
Correct.
And sometimes we have to look at things, and sometimes grace comes in, and I believe that grace came in because I had so much other stuff to look at that I needed to have that moment of healing so that I knew I could get through the rest. And, that's how it began. And what I was going to say before we got cut off was that Spirit actually sent me an email that said, congratulations on activating your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Which I found, and when I wrote back to the person that it came from their computer, they were like, no, I never sent that email.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And wow. It was said in a much more, you know, how Spirit is much more mellifluous and way, but that's my very way of looking at it is, my activation has happened and started. And then after that experience of being healed, they took me for 8 months. No, 9 months. And every month they worked on a different area with me. And so I went through a lot of work and healing with these beings that I think were part of the winged ones. I didn't really see them. I knew they were there. They were with me every single morning, and they kept me able to keep going because it was a very difficult time for me and yet a very exciting and joyous time. I was, I've been going through all of my old journals from that time because this book that I'm writing, I want to, try to remember. And Sunday night I was reading one, and the month before that healing, all I could talk about was how depressed I was, how sad I was.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I don't even remember that.
Wow.
And I couldn't, I'd forgotten that I was in that space where I was truly sad and depressed, and I'd completely forgotten it, and I went through a lot of hard things, but I didn't remember, I guess, very clearly. It's a good thing I was journaling, huh? That I could remember the process. And yes, I was very gifted in that the spirits came in and worked with me directly, and that I didn't have to go to a teacher and do the healings and everything. And I really believe that when the DNA is activated, like you're talking about, the healings come from within us.
Right.
That you don't have to go looking for something. It's right there within you. And I try to tell people that a lot, and they mostly don't like to hear it. Because most of us want to find somebody who can help us. And we really can help ourselves.
Well, that's the reason why
I asked you on the program is because I knew that you believed that. And as we go into this new spiritual DNA and that awakening, that exactly what you're talking about is the healer within is awakening. And who is that healer? You know, it's the same cosmic consciousness as perhaps Buddha or Kuan Yin, or just as you said, the winged ones, the light encodements within you. And that's when we
when they open, we're filled with this incredibly pure energy of source.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great blessing. It's very hard at first for our bodies to hold that energy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when I was going through that process that all I could do was lie on the ground.
Mm.
I'd get up in the morning and go outside and lie down on the ground.
Wow.
And it got better. It got better, mm-hmm. but you know, it was pretty intense, and it was that I had no experience with that kind of energy, and so I was pretty much, you know. And then there was other times when there was a time when they brought all of my sadness and depression to me all in one night. And they told me that night that if I could just make it through that night, it would never be that hard again.
Wow.
And it was very powerful. It was very powerful. It was like I experienced the full gamut of emotions of every sad thing that I'd done in a whole lifetime. I was 52 years old. It was a lot of stuff.
And so I
understand, and I also understand completely on that level how important our thoughts are. Because I created all that.
Right.
Through my
right.
thinking. And I got to face it all in one night.
Wow.
And it was really, really, yeah. Yeah, I won't get into detail about that.
Well, what has helped you with stopping resistance and allowing these encodements to open up inside you? How did you go about stopping resisting?
The beauty of it was like a carrot. You know, if the minute I wanted to resist, I wanted that beauty again.
Yes, yes.
You know, I wanted that. I wanted to live in that place. I wanted this. Someone said to me, I was working for the WE conference, and they said, you don't get paid. And I just looked at them and said, I get paid very well for the work that I do.
Interesting. That's
Go ahead.
That's important for our guests to remember, is that there are many ways to get paid from spirit, and like you said, you get paid very well being in the ecstasy and the bliss of the divine. Mm-hmm.
And there's no money that can buy that.
Right, right.
It's total grace.
Right.
It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And to do this work is a gift in itself. You know, it's like, oh my God, I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think gratitude is such a huge key, because it shifts us to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful, and I wouldn't trade one bit of my whole life, and I had some very difficult things that came through in my earlier years. I wouldn't trade any of it. I would go through all of it again to get to this point. So You know, I think that when we're experiencing some hard things, and we may have to experience them as we go through these changes, the knowledge that other people have done it helps. The knowledge that there is this wonderful, benevolent, incredibly powerful spiritual force that some people call God, and I don't think that word is big enough for what I think is there.
Mm-hmm.
I find source to be a, but it's so benevolent and it's so powerful, but it holds us to the law.
Right.
And so we go through these things, but there's always that that's there, and that's my it's become easier and easier to think of the work as a joy, because the like you said, the bliss, the radiant ones that come to you, all of that is just amazing. And it's such an adventure. I really encourage people to look at the adventure of it.
Mm-hmm.
Such an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Every single breath.
Moment, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because even if you know, things are really hard and you don't have enough money and you're being kind of pushed to manifest a little more and things like that, that's an adventure too.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at it as an adventure, oh my God, it shifts everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my thought anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm receiving the energy that I'm feeling from you, Star, because you're so heart-focused, and you bring what you bring to the table, what I feel, is not this intellectual information, but this, what you do is you kind of facilitate the evolution of consciousness through a feeling, through your etheric body. So when you say the words, to the winged ones and the light bodies that come, and so for me, I see a lot of your work is just in the emanation of this energy that comes out of you to help transform people and help them to remember as well. Do you think do you think that you're at here also helping to stabilize the planet at the same time with all of the things that are happening?
Absolutely. One of the jobs that I've done in my previous life and now, and one of the things that happened in this lifetime is that I experienced a walk-in, but that was planned, and it was planned very carefully, and it was all about, when you talk about the DNA, I had to have a certain DNA in order to hold this energy. And so I don't know how much detail I want to go into about this, but they made a point of creating this body for this consciousness that's here with this kind of DNA. And so that was difficult for the whole family, and it created difficult situations. And all of those were set up in order for us all to work out as efficiently as much karma as could be through that person or that soul that was in the body and this soul that's here now. And so it was all absolutely perfect, and I came in at the right time. But yes, I definitely started, especially when I met this person who triggered me, started activating those codes that have been there from day one. And I was always very different, and I always knew that I had a spiritual path. What I discovered along the way is that wherever I lived, and I lived quite a few places in this lifetime, the place when I moved away boomed, became incredibly popular. And I started to watch this, and then I said, you know what, there's something, we just picked the wrong time to move. Why did we do that? And then after my walk-in, I had a reading, and my guides came through, channeled through, and what they said was that what I had come in as a walk-in to do was to connect the energy. And then they asked some pointed questions about how things had changed. But I kind of took that even a step further and realized that I had been connecting the energy all my life. I was just connecting a higher energy from the walk-in. And my children, my oldest son does that too. He travels around the world. And the way I kind of figured out about him was right after he graduated from college, he went to a travel agent with his, you know, gift money from college graduation and said, I have this much money. Send me to somewhere in South America that I can afford to go. So he didn't pick the place. They sent him to a place that ended up, after he was there, having a natural disaster. And a lot of us that do that energy work go to the places that are getting ready to have a natural disaster. And I think it's to connect the energy so people have that energy source to look to when so much trauma has come up. And for other reasons that I haven't quite figured out. But anyway, he also was sent to New York Harbor the week after 9/11.
Wow.
You know, he is sent to these places, and he has an incredible body of work. At this point, he's been to 28 countries. He's, you know, he knows that he's not an average person, but he doesn't talk about it spiritually. You know, he just does the work. And yes, I think that's we are supporting the changes by doing this work.
Yes.
And you know, him and I came in to do it in this kind of unusual, quiet way, where no one will ever know except for me telling them. And I also think that the connections that are being made on the soul level between certain men and women also are fortifying the grid and helping it to get to the point where it can move. It can move to these higher vibrations. So that's what I think.
Well,
I don't know how good that is.
No, you've said it beautifully. You've said it beautifully. You know, when I was watching the debut of Prince William and Kate, they compared it to, yes, they compared it to 31 years ago when Princess Diana and Charles came out, and the difference between Prince William and Kate is they showed, you know, Prince William putting his arm around Kate's waist and kind of supporting her and helping her. And when you talk about two souls coming together in a royal bloodline and bringing that to the planet, that's what I most definitely saw in their presentation.
You know, that makes sense. I didn't necessarily see that, but I saw the beauty and the love in them. And I agree. I watched the one from 31 years ago, and there was a reserve,
right,
on Prince Charles's part.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reserve. This man and this woman are overjoyed that they brought forth a new life.
Yes, and Prince William carrying the baby carrier and putting it in the car, and getting in the car and driving off where it was so completely different 31 years ago. So I saw this beautiful, beautiful energetic exchange of divine love between a husband and wife. And again, that's the reminder of the royal blood line that's kind of waking up inside of us, that royal bloodline of love, that royal bloodline of compassion, that royal bloodline of sincerity. And I just thought it was really interesting that I was going to talk to you tonight after watching the debut of watching Prince William and Kate. And I thought, this is the royal bloodline that I see awakening in our spiritual light encodements inside of us. And it's quite lovely if we allow it. Were you raised in a certain religion at all, Star?
No religion at all.
Okay.
My father was Catholic, and my mother was anti-Catholic. And my mother was a character. My mom was very intuitive, and I think probably very scared of it. And had a really rough life. And so she had a hard time with certain concepts of the Catholic religion. My dad had been an altar boy. He was very religious.
Wow.
He adored my mother. The day that somebody at his funeral said, a week before, he had said to him, my mother was still the most beautiful woman he had ever seen.
Wow.
And they'd been married over 6 years. Isn't that nice? I mean, and he was just a good daddy. And he was happy to, you know, be... But there's a whole star lineage there that my mom was scared of. And because I was... I think she was abducted. And the reason I think that is because she... said, don't you remember that one night we were driving home late at night and we saw this huge bright light? And my dad just went really angry and said, no, that never happened. But I'm like, oh my God, it did happen. And that's exactly why, because I reminded her of that and why every time she saw me, she didn't like what she saw. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of the difficulty I had growing up, was that because I triggered that in my mother. And so, no, there was no religion at all. And I was just deprived of it. I wanted to learn more about every religion. And went into studying in my teeny, teeny, tiny little town of 150 people in Iowa, studying about Buddhism in the 1960s.
Wow.
And talking about it at school. And, you know, and then ended up at 21 moving to California and having a spiritual teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. But it,
so do you think that you are fully awakened? Do you think that all the light encodements in you are fully awakened now? Or do you think even more are starting to awaken during this time?
I think it's real close, but it's not complete.
Okay.
I think that there's more.
Mm-hmm.
There's always more.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And I think that you're right when you said, I think that I really am here to awaken people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes I just walk through this door and my energy is there. And for some people, my energy stirs up the negativity that they have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started noticing that, I felt sorry for people sometimes because I knew, oh, you're going to get slammed a little bit here. You know, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm,
and it's not something I control. It's just that my energy shakes things up and awakens people. And part of awakening sometimes is looking at some of the things you really didn't want to look at.
Right.
And there's a part of me that feels back to that farm girl that grew up with horses and out in the woods and thinks, how can I be this multidimensional being? I'm just this little girl that likes the woods. So it's almost more sometimes than I can wrap my head around and say. And I love it when you say it because it's like, oh, she sees it.
Yes, yes, yes. Can you tell us a little bit about your book that you're writing, that you're going to be publishing pretty soon?
This book was channeled while I was doing the awakening process. And I tried to publish it once before and have a nice big stack of rejection notices. And now they're very polite. But one day I looked at my journal and there was 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and each one had a word on it. And I'm like, where did this come from? So I don't know where it came from. I still, to this day, don't remember writing it. But it was all the chapters of the book.
Wow.
And so I started with each one, and then I just channeled what they wanted me to write about was learning to trust.
Wow.
And it's some of what, and that's what it's called. Then there's a second book called Adventures in Creativity and Abundance. And there's possibly going to be four books, and I haven't decided yet whether or not to put them all in one book or to do individual books. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. But one of the things that I'm looking at is things have developed so much in the last 10 years that I can self-publish on Lulu without having to have a publisher accept me or reject me. And I've just decided, you know what? I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to always say when I was a little girl, you're going to write a book someday.
Well, that is the wonderful thing about even this blog talk radio show that we're having and being your own self-publisher is that I think that those light encodements, again, that the winged ones brought down inside of you and inside of many people, that they started creating these programs for us to do this type of work and to bring this out to the people. And so I want to thank your spiritual DNA light codements for, helping kind of implement that and seed that on this planet, because certainly that was part of the seeding process.
Yes, and right after I first walked in, I found that part of me talked about that a lot. And there is an incredible power in each one of us, but as a unified group, we have all the power we need. If we can just unify and work together to change anything we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so strong in me to believe that, that this power is within us. And that's what learning to trust is about, is learning to trust that we're here to create. We're here to remember who we are and who we are as creators. And we're here to love each other and to express as much love as we can onto the planet. And in that process, nobody goes without a breath. When you take a breath, the air is freely given. And to me, that's a symbolism of the fact that anything that we come from a pure intent to create on the planet can be created. And it's there. It's there. I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, that the thing is to have all the money redistributed and everything. And the way I see it is that, no, there's so much there that all of us can be rich if we just believe it and do it. And you know, there is enough. This is what they kept saying to me. There is enough for everyone.
Right.
And that, to me, that's the power of it. And that's what my book is about, is living your life in a way that you create the abundance of yourself. Knowing that you can. Knowing, you know, we've been so brainwashed that, you know, you can't do it. Well, yes, you can. I'm here to tell you, you can. What you need is I had a friend way back in the 70s. I said to her, I wished I had a dishwasher. And she said, oh, I was just worried that it was going to fall through the roof.
That instant manifestation.
Yes. Back in the 70s, we were talking about it. Well, it's now, here, now.
Yes.
And so, you know, it was a dream back then, but now, and it was a job back then, and now it's just here. And, oh, my God, I mean, to me, it's like that you don't have to be sad about your circumstance. Just enjoy it and create the life you want. It's so powerful. We weren't put here to be in shackles. And so many of us don't believe that.
Well, I think that's the power of allowing those light encodements in our DNA to open up, because if you come to that place of non-resistance and you allow the royal bloodline, whatever that bloodline may be within you, that holds the power of creation and manifestation. But again, like our churches, what happened is that they taught us or contrived stories to kind of serve their own needs and to control the people. But right now what's happening is that we are being given the opportunity to, like you said, be in the presence of chanting, being in the presence of someone, a Reiki healer, because you don't know when you're going to awaken. It's just about allowing the energy of awakening to come in to activate those lights within your spiritual DNA. And when I always say, voila, you can become this being, you know, meet your destiny. It's time to meet your destiny.
And, it is time.
It is time.
It is time. It's amazing how much time it is. I'm so amazed at where I've come in the last, since 93 when I walked in. I have met some of the most amazing people, like Christina Rose. And, you know, they're not brought to me for no reason. They're brought to me because that energy helps to shift my DNA and awaken my soul.
Correct.
And so it's just, I look at it and I go, wow. I don't know how this all happened, but I'm sure glad it did.
It has really been a journey to that awakening. And like you said, everybody that we meet can help raise our frequency into that remembrance. And for me as well, Christina Rose, when I met her, it activated something in me, and I was never the same after meeting her.
Isn't that amazing?
And what's also amazing, Star, is that you invited me on your talk show
And so when we began to talk, remember when I said, I just believe that the people that we have on our shows are part of our DNA light encodement family. And I felt the same way when I talked to you, is that you were emanating this energy of the divine, and it activated something within me to that next piece of awakening, and that next piece of awakening. That's the reason why I wanted you on this show.
And I wanted to be on it. I was so delighted because when we talked that first time, I knew that there was a very, very powerful activation that went on for both of us.
Right, right.
And it was just the most, it was beautiful and amazing, and I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that people can hear us.
Yes.
These things.
Yes.
I would have just loved to have heard someone saying these things. When I was, because at that point when I was waking up, I had a radio show that I listened to once a week. And I knew that it wasn't what I needed to hear, but it helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a vibration thing. And I would go to a psychic there, I would go here, I would go there, and I always internally I got the message, no, not here.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
not here. And
yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I went to a Wii conference, and I fully expected to hear, no, not here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. And I knew that that was the place for me to meet the people I needed to meet to go through the process I needed to go through. And I couldn't even put that into words at that time.
Right.
That there was a
right.
process I needed to go through. I couldn't have even visualized any of it. So it's all kind of, it's, but I want to say to the people that are listening, don't hesitate. It's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
It is. And I set the intention that with our synergistic energy coming together and just being friends of love and light, and that the light encodements of those that would be listening tonight or those who move on to the archives and listen to this this recording, that they would begin to have their ahas, or the light would open. And so just for a moment, what I would like them to do, our guests listening tonight, because we're coming near the end, is just for a moment, if you, all of you listening, if you would just open up your hearts, and I would ask Star just to emanate her energy out through the all of our listeners here today. And just for a moment, just relax that Star and I come to you with open hearts, only with one purpose, is to bring you into the same ecstasy and bliss and welcoming in your own destiny, to just surrender to your own destiny. So I just have a small little meditation to bring you through. Just for a moment. See the Blessed Virgin Mary or some other goddess or God or winged one, and allow their hand to be placed upon your third eye on your forehead. And just for a moment, allow the activation of the codes of light within you to be turned on to your royal bloodline, whatever that might be. Be receptive and also clear about what comes with the activation of these codes. Please know that you have been preparing for a long time, in many, many lifetimes, for these codes to be activated now. So let this grand and holy wisdom and love come into your body and open up those light codes in your spiritual DNA. The secrecy is meant to be no more. Let your union with your God self, with the invisible genius that lives within you, let the royal bloodline come and awaken the truth of who you are and trust in the divine plan. Trust in the ability to let go of the ego and bring this divine wisdom to the table of your life. Remember that you are loved and that this outpouring has no end, for it comes forth from the heart of the One. May the continuation of the activation of the codes within your spiritual DNA open up, and may this consciousness ring through as your truth. Remember, you are light. You are light. You are the light of the world. Now, as we blow out, or perhaps even blow in, bring in the candles of this broadcast with Star and with I, Pure Hope, and we walk down into the third dimensional reality, feeling the humbleness and yet feeling the dwelling within the light of who we are. And may it serve the rest of the world. And just everybody, just continue just to surrender into the destiny of who you really are. And that there is a reason why Star and I came together, and there is a reason why we talked about these light encodements in your spiritual DNA on, indeed, the very close to the full moon we had on July 22nd, which was the moon of Aquarius, to collectively come into our consciousness of our solar plexus, to know who we are, and to bring that up into our hearts. There is no coincidence that Star and I came together, dedicated intentionally to bring this information out to you at the time when Prince William and Kate did the debut of bringing their baby out to the public. There is no coincidence. We are part of the royal bloodline. And that bloodline also includes the light gods and the winged ones that come from the stars and the skies. We welcome that all in tonight. So I want to thank you, my dear guests, for being with us tonight. And also, I'm going to please ask you that if you have received a golden nugget from this broadcast, please share it with others. Please ask them to tune in. And if you are wanting to talk more to our guest, Star Weldon, can you give them some information of where they could get a hold of you, Star, if they're wanting to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me, and I would love it if you did, is to email me at starwoman9, that's the numeral 9, at comcast.net. starwoman9 at comcast.net. I also have a website called thewalkincafe.com. So either one of those, you know, if you go to the Walk-In Cafe, you will find my email there. And I have a telephone number, 720-684-6942. And any way that you'd like to connect with me, it is my pleasure to talk to you.
From my heart to your heart, Star, I just really, really want to thank you. I can feel your energy right now. I'm kind of shaking. My arms are shaking. I feel your heart. I love your heart. I love the emanation that I'm feeling from you. And I thank you for sharing this night with me. Thank you for sharing this night with me.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to people and to talk to you again, my love.
Well, we will connect again.
I'll be there one of these days. You'll just hear a knock on the door and it'll be me.
Wonderful.
Because I keep getting called to Minnesota over and over. I don't know why.
Well,
that
good.
Seems to happen. It was so funny when I first started getting that call. I just was like almost rolling my eyes, thinking, what? Why would I be called to Minnesota? So anyway, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. If you are wanting to connect with us at the Temple of the Hope Interfaith Center, all of our guests who are listening, you may also go to our website to get more information, and that, of course, is www.hopeinterfaithcenter.com. You can join us on Facebook and become our friend at www.facebook.com/Hope Interfaith Center, or call us at 507-386-1242. Once again, I wish to thank everyone who is listening tonight. It's been a joy. Thank you for hanging in there when we had some energy problems, and yet perhaps they weren't problems. Perhaps they were just downloads of energy. So I thank you as always, and namaste, namaste, namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind, be gentle, be loving. Be true.